You, Nisni, we should have learned like this better. Oy, Zev is a Yerid Volokeach. Either both of them should have the loch, you're allowed to go down and buy it off the guy, as long as you do not see him directly picking it off. Or you also should have said, Zev is a Yerid Volokeach. In both cases, you're allowed to go down and even watch the guy pick off the arl off the tree, or watch him pick off the klayim, as long as you're not doing it. According to your Yehuda, why is there a difference? So my answer is a guy. Ha'amalei Shmuel said back, Ravonon, Tony, it's true, learn like this. Oy zev zeh yored v'loikich. The halacha is, according to Yehuda, both have the same halachas. Either in both cases, that you're allowed to go down and only buy it off a guy, as long as you do not see him directly pick off the arl or pick off the klay kerim, or else the halacha should be, zev zeh yored v'loikich. In both cases, you're allowed to go down and watch the guy pick off the arlo off the tree, or else pick off the klai kerem off the vines, as long as you, the Jew, do not pick it off yourself. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that should be the halacha. Mor says, Ma brei the Rav Noi Masni. He learned, Masni lo lakula, he learned lakula. True, both have a kula. That zev is zeh, yorid v'loikit. In both cases, you're allowed to go down to the field and watch the guy mamish pick off the arlo off the tree. As long as the Jew himself does not pick it off. In other words, the issa of Orla comes out, it's only an issa that you yourself can't pick off the fruits or pick off the vegetables from Klai Kerem. But if a guy does it, then it's mutter. Well, then you're not going to plant it. The Jew is not going to plant it. But he can't pick it off. But if a guy plants it and the guy kicks it off, it's mutter for a Jew to eat it. Oh, Malay Levi Lishmuel, Levi said to Shmuel Aryach. Shalom, what Aryach exactly means, a long, tall person. That it's a nickname, that Sofok Loi V'yano Eichel. Mean, give me some and I will eat it. So Rashi says, Sofok means Lokot Shloi Befonai. You go pick off the Orla, just not in front of me. She Sofok Etzel, when I see the fruits, to me it should be a doubtful whether it's Orla or not. And I'll eat this. That's what Levi told Shmuel. Rav Avi V'Rabba Bar Rav Chonon Misafko Svuke Ladodi. Means they exchanged their sveikus. In other words, if I had a suffix or I don't know, I gave it to him and he gave me his orlo. So each one of us, like what we received, we did not know it's 100% orlo, so if each one of us was mutter. Amri Harifa de Pumbadisa. The older people in Pumbadisa said, Ain orlo b'chutzlorets. There's no issa orlo b'chutzlorets. Said Sholcho Rabbi Yehuda l'kaimid Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yehuda sent this halacha in front of Rabbi Yechanan. Sholach Rabbi Yechanan said back like this. He sent it back to them. No, don't learn like that. Sosam Sveikoi means keep quiet your heta that you're saying about a suffix. The Yovad Vade and destroy Vade Orlo. So Rashi learns Sosam Sveikoi the Yovad Vadoi Kloima. Sveikoi Mutter. Stack it true. If it's suffix Orlo or not, then it's Mutter. But Vade Oser. If you know for sure these fruits come off the tree the first 3 years, it's also to eat these fruits even in Chutzlorets. Now, the heta sveiko, that's it, is such a locha. If you have a sofik, that it's mutta, sosmeyu, means hold it back, keep it quiet. Lohiras betzin, only tell it privately. For the lidra shav rabbin, don't teach this for rabbin. Hoyelo makilumbo, since the makel, very much in your place, he told them, don't be myra, don't teach people this halacha. And this we find a lot of places also like this, that in a mokum where the people were makel, the Chum said, don't teach them to be makel more, like don't teach them these kulis. So therefore he told them, keep it quiet, this heter. That, well, again, the lacher is, if it's a sofik orla, if you have a doubt, if it's orla or not, you're allowed to eat it. But if you know it's vadai, then you can't eat it, then it's also. Right. We'll soon see. Right. The vihichar is our parisayim, and tell them upon their paris, shetun and geniza. That the peiros that toy in Geniza, you have to like bury. In other words, it's also bano. So Rashi says the hichris al perseim shall elu hamekilum bo shetun in Geniza. Now these people that want to be makel, we should destroy, bury their peiros. For chol arm, whoever says ein orlo b'chutzlaretz, whoever says there's no din orlo b'chutzlaretz, lo yehela nin v'nechad, he shouldn't have any children, any property. Or imagine the pasuk goes mashlech chevel b'gur b'kalashim. That's a terrible thing. That kids of people should not go around stamp to say there's no din orla chutzlorets. So Gemara says now the inu commands svilhu, the ones that said that there's no orla, who did they hold like? Now it's come down to machlekes. The harif of the pumpadisa held that there's no is orla chutzlorets. Orla only applies in Eretz Yisrael. And Chutzlars, there's no Isser at all. Even if it's a Vaday Orla, they hold it's Mutter. And on this, Rabbi Yechon holds not like that. Rabbi Yechon holds there is an Isser Orla. If you know for sure it's Orla, it's Asatidit. It could even be Asa Midiraisa. It's Halach L'Moshe Mesinai. But in a special Halacha, though, that a Sofik Orla is Mutter Chutzlars. Only a Sofik and not a Vaday. So now we're first going to be Masber. What does the Harif of the Pumbadisa hold? The Yinu command Savrua. He held the time of this that we learned. And we just had before, Reb Lezer, that Reb Lezer, Reb Yaisi Yomer, Mishum Reb Yaisi ben Tomisko, Shoma Mishum Reb Yaisi Aglili, Shoma Yisazova Mishum Reb Yochanan ben Uri, Shoma Yisazova Mishum Reb Lezer Agodol, Ein Ola B'chutz Loretz. The day talk holds, there's no Wisola B'chutz Loretz. Ola is a mitzvah, Toli B'chayva Karka, so like the other, like the cloud the Mishnah says, called mitzvahs that are totally bekarkam, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Loretz. So there you'll hold, there's no Issa all at all in Chutz Loretz. If you plant your own tree in Chutz Loretz, you're allowed to eat from the fruits the second year. That's what they hold. For the Gemara of Eloi, is there no such Issa? There's no such Issa. For your non now we learned, now Mishnah we had, he holds even Chodesh applies in Chutz Loretz. So Chura, he agreed to Tanakama that Orla also applies in Chutz Loretz. But he even added on, Chodesh also applies in Chutz Loretz. So Gemara says, no, to me, what you have to learn now, Mishnah is Chodesh. The Lord Reb Lezer says, Chodesh applies in Chutz Loretz. But Orla, Reb Lezer also know, Orla is called the Mitzvah Tluya Boretz, that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, and not in Chutz Loretz. Now, Omer Reb Asi, Omer Reb Yechanan, Orla b'Chutz Loretz, not that we hold, there is an Issa Orla in Chutz Loretz, it's halach l'moshe misina. It's not kosher midiraisa. It's halach l'moshe misina. And Rashi says, therefore, all right. Well, let's all see here. Yeah. And then you get malchus. You'll get malchus. It's halach l'moshe misina. We'll soon see. Oh, Malay Reb Zeder Abasi. I've what time you will learn. Sofik all abor. It's osa. If you have a sofik, if these parents are from the first 3 years and not so in Eretz Yisrael, it's osa. You're not allowed to eat it. Besuria muta. If you have this that grew in Syria, also about Midiraisa, Kibbush Yochid, Loishime Kibbush is not called like Eretz Yisrael, therefore it's Mutati to Sofak Orla. And the Chutzlar, it's Yerid Velaikit. And the Chutzlar, you let it go down and watch a guy, I guess it shouldn't be Yerid Velaikit, it should be Yerid Velaikeach. You let it go down and buy it off a guy. But I call upon him Chutzlar, it's a Sofak Orla is Mutta. So the question is, if you say Chutzlar, it's also from Malach L'Moshim Sinai. So how could Sofak Orla be Mutter? The question is. The Chorot should be a Sofak Yisidi Raisa. Sofak Orla should be Yasa. Sumar says, Ishtemim Kishor Chachoda. He kept quiet. He was like astonished for a minute. He kept quiet. Omala, he said back like this. Omala, Eima Kach. I'll tell you like this. Nema Sveika Muta Vada Yasa. Notice, this is all part of the Malach L'Moshim Sinai. There's a new Halach L'Moshim Sinai here. That the halacha says in Chutz Loretz, Avadai Orla is Takos, and Sosa Midiraisa. You're not allowed to eat a Midiraisa. But the halacha was said, Kach Nerma Lochel Meshim Sinai, that a Sveik is Mutter. If you have a Sofik, if these parents are from the first 3 years or not, that's all part of the Lochel Meshim Sinai, that it's Mutter. That's why you're allowed to go down to the fruit store and buy the fruits. You don't have to be afraid. Maybe they are from Orla, because even if they are from Orla, since to you it's only a suffix, only a doubt whether it's a moral or not, that's all part of this halacha of Moshe Sinai, that sveik is mutter. Only vadoy is also. Omer Rab Asi, Omer Rab Yechanan, loikin ala klayim dvater. He holds that klayim is also midiraisa, even a chutzlosh, and he gets malchus for it. Yeah. Omer Rab Lezer, Rab Asi, Rab Yaisi, I've won 9 to 9, we learned before, ha klayim midivrei seifrim. We learn now that the Issa Klai Akerim is only Midrabonin, Midivrei Seifrim. So how come you're telling me now it's also Midiraisa and Chutz Loretz? So where says Lakash, there's no Stira. Hatei Kan B'Klai Akerim Kan B'Akor V'Asilin. Depends what you want to do. Notice, Hakor V'Asilin, that's also Midiraisa. Ma'ashen Kein, Klai Akerim, that's only also Midrabonin. Kedi Shmuel HaShmuel says, Yom HaShmuel, Es Chukoi Sai Tishmru, that means chukim shechakti l'cho kvar, like behemtecho l'sebir klayim sod l'sizra l'sizra. Means ma behemtecho b'havo, just like the sisa behemah, you can't put two animals together. Av sodcho b'hakova, the same thing, the issa of sodcho b'hakova means grafting. two different trees together, that issa applies even to chutz laretz. Or ma behemdecha, just like the issa klein, you can't put two different animals together. It's an issa to you, put them together, that issa applies, pshita, noyig, bein boretz, bein chutz laretz. Even here in America, you're not allowed to take a lion and a deer and put them together. You can't put two animals together. Is af sadcha, the same thing, the issa of a klein, besadcha, noyig, bein boretz, bein chutz laretz. That here in America, there's an issa in the rice of grafting. You're not allowed to graft, put one branch, you can't put a branch of an apple tree into an orange tree. If you do grafting, that's what's also in the rice, even here in America. Hey, the klayim, that's also, that's called akorvas ilonis. That's also to do even in chutz laretz. Ma'ashenken, the issa klay akerim, even if you have your grapes growing, and now you put plant vegetables next to it, that's only also in the rabbonim. But what's also in the rabbonim in America is only klay akerim. Stam klay is royim, that's even mutter mit rabbonim. You're allowed to plant two vegetables, one next to another. That's mutter. Stam plant, the only planting that's also to do here is only klay akerim. Stam planting two seeds are also mutter. Any two seeds you can plant. Two trees, also you can plant the seeds together. The only thing you can't do is you can't graft two trees together, and you can't plant zeroyim in the kerim, klay akerim. That's also. And this klai kerem is also midrabbonin, and grafting is also midiraisa. Yeah. So this says, ma behemtucha noy bein mitzvah chosloretz, ha sodcha noy bein mitzvah chosloretz. Ay vi yelo aksiv sodcha, it says sodcha, ha ula mutte is royim shem chosloretz. That's royim, there's no issa. In chosloretz is mutte to plant stam zroyim. Trashi, ha ula mutte is royim the klai kerem chosloretz. To mishum the afkib loshin zriya kosa sodcha. That klaya kerem midiraisis mutin chutzlorets. It's only awesome with the rabbonin. Rav Chona, Rav Onon, have a shakli b'yoz de b'yucha. They were walking on the street. Chaz yulu garva, they saw a man, the kozora zroyim badia dodi. He saw a man planting zroyim together, planting two vegetables, tomatoes and cucumbers together. Omulais, the one said to the other, neisiman shamtei. Let's put this person b'shamtei. Because he's over in Yisra Midrabbonin. They learned that Midrabbonin is Nisa Klayim, as Klay is Roy Mechutz Loretz. Omulei said back to him, Loi Chavirtu, you did not learn that Loch is good. In other words, there's no Yisra Klayim Mechutz Loretz. There's only Nisa Klay Akerim. But if you stop planting two vegetables, that's Mutta. For so another case happened, Chazyu Lugav Yisra'amin, the Kozora Chot Chiti Usari Begufni. He's saw a man planting wheat and barley near the grapes. So now we got him. Omalei said, "Neisiman Nishamt, let's put this person in Bishamt with Benidui." Here, even though here it's in Bovel, but it's being over in Yisad Rabbonin. He's planting Zeroyim in the Kerem, which that Luchur is also in the Rabbonin. Omalei said back to him again, "No, Loi Tzarisu, you're not clear about these halachas. You don't know them clearly. Loi Kaimalon, Reb Yashia, don't we hold like Reb Yashia?" The Yom of the Rabbi Yashia learns what is the Yisra Klai HaKerim. The Yisra is only Ache Yisra Chita Osari of a Charsin from Apolis Yad. He learns that even in Eretz Yisrael, the Yisra Midirais of Klai HaKerim is only if you plant the three seeds together. You have to plant together a grape seed, a wheat seed, and a barley seed. If you put the three of them together, that's the Yisra Klai HaKerim. But if you already have grapes growing, and now you stomp put the barley seeds there and wheat seeds, there's no issa d'oraisa. That's Rabbi Yashia Shita. So Rashi says, the kind of Rabbi Yashia bitmiya. The time of Rabbi Yashia, he doesn't know, Rashi, he doesn't know the reason there. Me'echin afkla, how does he know this? The bimim beiz minez royim. Ve'chatzin shlishi oma perlis yad. That the issa was only if you have two vegetables, two seeds of vegetables, and one seed of grapes. And now you throw them, plant them together. Miloy tizra karmichol klayim. Mashma says zriya sakerim atzmo tia b'klayim. The issa Torah is the zriya of the klayim, the zriya of the kerem. When you go to plant the kerem itself, when you're planting the grapes, that itself has to be b'klayim. So therefore, here the person didn't do an issa. Yeah. The fact that only chutzlars could be maybe in Eretz Yisrael, maybe takis osim the rabbanim maybe, but our koponim in chutzlars though it's mutter. Reb Yosef Ma'ariv Bizni Bezora. Reb Yosef used to mix around seeds, stam vegetables. Rashi says, V'loi b'kerem, not in the kerem, used to plant them. Yeah, in the chutz laretz, for sure it's mutter. Omalaya Baya Ivanantanan Aklaim Medivre Sofrim. I we learned that Klaim is awesome in the Rabbonin the Chutz Loretz. Omalela Kasha, there's no Kasha. The Klal is Khan Baklaya Kerim. What's awesome in the Rabbonin the Chutz Loretz only to plant Klaya Kerim? You can't plant these three seeds, these two vegetable seeds, and one grape seed. That's what's awesome to plant in America. But Khan Baklaya Zroyim. Stop planting different vegetable seeds together. There's no issa here in America. Chutz Laretz has no issa. Klai is roim. The issa is only klai akerim. All right, turn over. Yekamba klai akerim, kamba klai is roim. Klai akerim is like this. Klai akerim, the berets asurim bano. Klai akerim, if you planted an Eretz Yisrael. What grows is also bano. But Chutz Laretz nami gozo barabonin. So since you see it's so strong in Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanim made this gzer even in Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Loretz. But Klai is Roim. Not if you plant two vegetables together in Eretz Yisrael. The Beretz le'asiru bano, it's not osu bano. Just you're not allowed to eat it. But if you give it to the animals, it's muta bano. Therefore, b'chutz Loretz, not mele gozo b'Rabbanim. The Rabbanim did not make the gzer of Klai is Roim in Chutz Loretz. Therefore, Chutz Loretz, you're allowed to plant the two seeds together. Hod Omer Rabbi Yosi, then Rabbi Yosi said, Lav Milsi Diyamri, it's wrong what we said. Lav Milsi Diyamri, the Rav Zora Ginso Devei Rav, Misari Mishari, that when Rav went to plant the garden of in his basement in his yeshiva, Bei Rav, he planted rows by rows. There's even vegetables, he planted one rows of tomatoes, one rows of cucumbers, and did not mix it up together. So here you see, even Klai Yisroyin applies to Chutz Loretz. So my time, what's the reason why he planted separate rows? Lav mishum iruv. Wasn't it because they didn't want to plant the rows together or mix it up, because then there'll be an issa, klai is royim. Mishum iruve klayim, that is mixing up klayim. So you see, klai is royim applies to chutz loretz. Omalei Abaye says back no. Omalei Abaye. Bishlei